Central Florida Healthline is paid for by the Heist Clinic. This is a pre-recorded show. Welcome to Central Florida Healthline, your weekend wellness checkup with Renee Humphreys. And now here's Renee.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to experience outrageous health? If your answer was yes, then you've tuned into the right place. Hi, my name is Renee Humphreys with Heist Health Clinic, and you're listening to the all-new Central Florida Healthline. Here we will be discussing different topics on how you can take control of your own health. This show is for educational purposes only. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. If you've been listening, you've heard me say that I've been QRA advanced level trained by Dr. Bob Marshall. The QRA assessment that you've heard Dr. Marshall talk about is available here locally in Winter Park at Heist Health Clinic. Quantum reflex analysis, commonly referred to as QRA, is the latest technology in 21st century clinical nutrition. It can uncover the short circuits in organ and gland function and determine the exact cell resident nutrients, which can restore you to outrageous health. At Heist Health Clinic, we carry Dr. Marshall's professional line of excipient-free nutrients, and in the spirit of Dr. Marshall, each Saturday, we reward our WTLN listeners by offering a blockbuster special. Our discussion today is about cholesterol, so my blockbuster special for this week will be bilirubin, allicin, green tea, psyllium fiber, and turmeric. Buy two or more bottles and get 25% off each, and you can also mix and match and still receive the discount. This sale is only for our WTLN listeners. Place your order by calling Heist Health Clinic at 407-677-1660. That's 407-677-1660. You can also email your order or any questions to cfhealthline@yahoo.com. That's CF as in Central Florida. Healthline@yahoo.com. This is Renee Humphreys here with Dr. Douglas Heiss, and you're listening to the all-new Central Florida Healthline. Our discussion for today is on cholesterol and different things that can be done naturally in order to support cholesterol in the normal ranges. Welcome back, Dr. Heiss.
Thank you, Renee. Good to be back.
Cholesterol seems to be a huge problem here in the United States. Does it surprise you that over 31% of the adult population has high cholesterol?
It does. That is a lot.
Yeah, most people think that cholesterol is a bad word, but it isn't. So let's first discuss what cholesterol is. Cholesterol is a fat-soluble steroid. In fact, it is the most abundant steroid in the body. It's soft and waxy, and it's essential for the human body. And it's responsible for many important biological functions that we've got going on in the body. The human brain cannot function without cholesterol. It also helps to reduce stress, and cholesterol is needed to build the myelin sheath that protects our nerves. Cholesterol is used by every cell in the body because it's part of the makeup of the cell membrane. Without cholesterol, your body can't make bile acid. And without bile acid, this causes poor digestion. Your sex hormones, estrogen, progesterone, progesterone and testosterone are also made with the help of cholesterol. And even the production of vitamin D needs cholesterol for its creation. It actually surprises many people to learn that cholesterol is a necessary component in good health. So as you can see, not all cholesterol is bad for the human body, but sometimes cholesterol fails to properly assimilate and can get out of whack due to a number of factors such as age, weight, the types of foods we eat, smoking, stress, even physical activity. So, Dr. Heiss, when blood tests are done, they usually will test for total cholesterol, but they also test for HDL and LDL cholesterol levels. What's the difference between the two, and why is one worse than the other?
The HDL, LDL, most of my patients over the years are familiar with that. Sometimes they can't quite remember what the exact total cholesterol level is, but there is benefit to the HDL, which is the high-density lipoprotein, HDL. And for those of you who like numbers, it's anything that is equal to or higher than 55 milligrams per deciliter. So if you see the number 55 or higher on the HDL, that's good. Now, there's a ratio between the HDL and the LDL, the ratio between the HDL and the total cholesterol. That's important. So just imagine if your HDL is 55 and higher, let's say 75, then you have less risk if your total cholesterol goes over 200. And so the ratio is important, but the HDL is the good guy. And there are things that you're going to want to talk about, I know, today that will help our listeners, that will increase the levels of the HDL and simultaneously decrease the LDL, which is the bad guy. And that is low-density lipoprotein. If you see it on your blood test or if you ask about it, anything equal to or less than 100 is preferred. We don't want to get that LDL level up too high.
So if our HDL is higher, then we have less to worry about if our total cholesterol is over 200.
LDL, right.
So what are some of the issues that we run into if we have high LDL, the bad cholesterol?
Because it is a bad cholesterol, it's more pro-inflammatory. It does then tend to deposit on the blood vessel wall in a micro-inflammatory response. Just very, very a cellular basis. Over a period of years, then it starts to build up plaque. Those little plaque particles will or could potentially break free, go into the circulatory system, go into the lungs, or go into the brain, create a stroke, and start creating some real crises.
Oh, boy. Yeah. So most of Western medicine will prescribe a drug to artificially lower the cholesterol levels. These are commonly known as statins, but they don't take care of the underlying cause. So do they really help us?
They may make the blood levels look better, but there are some consequences. Anytime you do something artificially to push the body into lowering the cholesterol, the total cholesterol level, what happens is it lowers the total cholesterol, which includes the HDLs. And as you mentioned earlier, the cholesterol is a basement membrane building block for hormones, neurotransmission, the nervous system, muscles, joints, etc. So if you start taking a artificial approach to try and get that total cholesterol level down below 200, it may appear on the surface that everything's copacetic and fine, but there are consequences from the medication. There's also consequences as far as side effects, but also consequences with the body being stripped of the essential fatty acids, which have to be involved in every cellular function of the body, including the cell membranes.
Yeah. Now, it seems like I heard that statins were originally designed to be used over just a very short period of time. But, I mean, I know people that have been using them for years and years.
Long time. Yeah.
So that's where the damage occurs. Even in 2012, federal health officials added safety alerts for statin drugs, citing increased risk of memory loss, diabetes, muscle pain, and confusion. So, I've even read about a few studies that stated women who take statins have an increased risk of developing breast cancer, and men on statins have an increased risk of prostate cancer even after they come off the statins. So, this information's not widely available out there, and pretty scary information.
It's not been proven yet, but there is a possibility that this may be helping to create more of the neurological deficits with older people as they get into the 50s and 60s and 70s. Or you can get into Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
This is because of the deprivation of what the statin drug will do to the essential fatty acid metabolism in the cell membranes of the brain. And so it will have an effect on memory, concentration, the hormonal system, which then becomes deprived as well, will also have an effect up into the brain and create significant problems.
Goodness.
Yep.
So tell us, are there some natural steps that we can take to normalize our cholesterol levels?
Yes, definitely. Yes. Dietary changes, some diet changes are important. Weight management is important. Just getting your weight down can improve the cholesterol level from anywhere from 5 to 8%. Activity. Just getting out and walking. You don't have to go into a hyper-athletic state to be able to help. But I would say of all three of those, if you could do a little bit of that and then do the diet, and we're going to give you some information on that and how you can make some diet changes and herbs that will also have a very targeted beneficial effect, you can get your cholesterol level down significantly and not have to take statin drugs.
Yeah, and one of the most important things, you know, speaking of diet, is to really watch what kind of what type of fats that you're consuming, because different fats influence the cholesterol levels differently. Trans fats have been found to reduce the levels of the good cholesterol, the right. HDL. And foods that contain trans fats are your fried foods, your packaged frosting, your potato chips, your crackers, baked goods, cookies, cakes, donuts, pastries, you know, anything with hydrogenated oils or partially hydrogenated oils.
Which is a lot of boxed and yes, packaged yeah. things rather than fresh.
Exactly. Most of your processed foods. Yep. So, you know, instead you want to consume good fats because they're known to decrease the bad cholesterol. Fats like butter, cold-pressed extra virgin olive oil, EPA, DHA, these good fats help to overcome the damage that the bad fats have done. And there's some foods that can also help that are known to help lower cholesterol levels. Oats and beans and nuts, okra, apples, grapes, strawberries, you know, these things are great. And there are things you can do to reduce cholesterol levels, like Dr. Heiss said, by maintaining a healthy lifestyle. You know, monitoring your alcohol intake, stop smoking, avoid drugs, whether it be pharmaceutical or recreational. If your heart is in good shape, then you're fortunate enough not to be taking prescription drugs. And if you want to stay vigilant in your heart health, due to FDA regulations, it's unlikely that your doctor will discuss any natural nutrients or natural yeah. things that you can do to support your condition.
Right. So, that's more the purview of the alternative practitioner.
Yeah. Yep. So there are herbs that can be included in our diets that can help our cholesterol levels. Can you tell us about these?
What was that?
Different herbs that can help us with our cholesterol levels to maintain those.
Do you want to get into some of the herbs that you have available in your office?
Yeah, the ones that are on special are great for this, such as turmeric. That is excellent at protecting the body from the plaque forming on the inner lining of the arterial walls. It has been known to reduce cholesterol levels, and primarily it supports the liver, and the liver is where 75% of our cholesterol is made. Garlic has been shown in studies to increase the good HDL cholesterol levels, which is one of the reasons I put the allicin in my blockbuster special today.
Yeah.
Artichoke is a very unique fiber that blocks the absorption of cholesterol. And that's one of our blockbuster specials is the bilivin. And the bilivin actually has artichoke, turmeric, and garlic in it. So that's one that's hard to keep on the shelf at the clinic. Green tea is a wonderful antioxidant.
Yes.
And has been shown to prevent the absorption of cholesterol in the digestive tract, making it a good tool for reducing cholesterol levels. Antioxidants kill free radicals, and free radicals are known to increase the levels of cholesterol. And additionally, green tea is very helpful at preventing plaque from forming. Also, psyllium fiber, been used for decades to treat the gastrointestinal and digestive issues, yeah. but they've found that it also works great to control cholesterol. And fiber controls the amount of cholesterol that is absorbed by the intestines. So there's a number of underlying causes for high cholesterol, such as insulin resistance, diabetes, men that have a waist circumference of over 40 inches, women that have a waist circumference of over 35 inches, they carry a greater risk of developing cholesterol issues. Some people actually have a genetic disorder that causes them to be born with a diminished number of LDL receptors. And for these people, statin drugs may be necessary, but typically it's only one in 500 who actually have this genetic problem. For most people, it is the result of a bad diet that has clogged their liver. A clogged liver stops the process of the LDL removal. So it's much better to address the source of the problem, because high cholesterol is truly just a symptom of another underlying health condition rather than the actual condition itself. So any thoughts, any herbs that I missed?
Well, there's one other one. Then I maybe ought to mention some of the foods. Niacin or niacinamide?
Yep, niacin is excellent.
Yeah, and it is already in red yeast rice.
Yeah, I remember you were a big fan of the red yeast rice.
I was a big fan. Yeah, that contains monacolin K, which is in the drug levistatin. As a matter of fact, if you get too much levistatin in the monacolin K in the red yeast rice, they'll turn it into a drug, because that's what the statin drug is doing. However, it's changed molecularly just a little bit in order to be able to put a patent on it and sell it as a drug. So it's not identical. It's like many other drugs. They have a root source from nature, but they've altered it, much like the artificial hormones that they use. So I think you mentioned garlic. Niacin, we just mentioned red yeast rice. I would not suggest the use of soy.
No.
First of all, most all soy has been farm treated with,
glyphosate.
Which is Roundup, most all of it. And then most all of it is genetically modified. So we have a very powerful protein, which is altered biochemically from its very nature, and then it's laced with high levels of glyphosate, which is Roundup, and the World Health Organization has determined it's cancer producing. The very nature of the soy contains isoflavones, which are estrogenic. Many individuals who have cancers or a propensity toward cancer in the family, you want to avoid soy, because that's not a good sign to be feeding yourself estrogenics, particularly if they're altered as they are and very toxic. So, and when they did the study, they found that it really did not have a significant effect on lowering the cholesterol.
Yeah, I believe that.
Now, if you go to the regular food and it's organic, like tofu or miso, that's fine. That's okay.
Yeah, fermented soy, that's okay for you.
You mentioned also trans fats. Mm-hmm. We all know nowadays that that's pretty much the bad stuff, but still some people are buying the margarines, which is a trans fat. That is very inflammatory, and that is contrary to really what you want to do for your body. You want good fats, good oils, and there's different kinds. There's a saturated, which if it's coming from flesh meats, if it's organically raised and it's not loaded with chemicals and sprays, and soy to feed the flesh meat, then it can be beneficial. But the better of the two would be the unsaturated. That would be your salads, fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds. Now, that can lower the cholesterol 3-5%. And that contains also the fiber that you mentioned earlier, which is very helpful. I would also suggest that you stop the whole milk. And if you do anything, go to the organic, but do the low fat. And then stay away from lard. Stay away from fried foods. We're talking about trying to get rid of the pro-inflammatory debris that gets into the body that helps to facilitate dumping of this LDL lipoprotein on the blood vessel wall. So go to flaxseed, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, carrots, beans, peas, and then what you mentioned earlier, the essential fatty acids, cold water fish oils. I'll just quickly throw them out to you. Salmon, cod, haddock, sardines, for a vegetable, avocados, and mackerel and tuna. But going back to the salmon, this is what a lot of people like. Stay away from the farm raised, because it's fed estrogens, and it's fed antibiotics, and it's fed a soy material to try and fatten this fish up in a short period of time. So make sure if you like salmon that you do the canned salmon, which is fresh catch, or the frozen that's shipped in, but it's wild caught.
Yeah, so you can't go wrong with fruits and vegetables.
Yes.
They just add that fiber to your diet that you need, and you don't get any bad oils. One of the things that I find interesting that a lot of people don't realize is when they're trying to reduce their cholesterol, they're avoiding red meats, which is good to avoid because of the high cholesterol. But most people don't realize that there are fish and chicken that have just as high cholesterol levels as the red meats themselves. So it's not so much as avoiding the cholesterol themselves as it is, you know, really monitoring the bad fats that you're eating.
Yeah.
So, and then CoQ10, that's an excellent one to add in, which helps prevent the LDL cholesterol from oxidizing. And when it oxidizes, it does have a really bad, harmful effect on the body. But your EPA, DHA, CoQ10, niacin, those we actually all have in the clinic. So those are available to you. They're just not on special this week. So water. Water is very important. Drinking, you know, half your weight in ounces every day is very beneficial and helps to prevent the plaque from sticking to the walls of the arteries and just kind of keeps everything diluted. And believe it or not, you talked about exercise earlier. You know, it's not just to burn calories and get fit, but actually, exercise will boost your levels of good, the HDL cholesterols. So, and then there's things like a liver gallbladder cleanse.
Oh,
what are your thoughts on that?
Glad you mentioned that. I've seen the before and after of that. Gallbladder's role is to secrete bile. Bile emulsifies fats in the gut.
Yeah.
So the better that it emulsifies, the less consequences of absorbing these fats in forms that are pro-inflammatory and get into the blood vessel walls. When I've dealt with individuals who have, over the years, eaten poorly, too many of the saturated fats, what happens is that the gallbladder gets sluggish because it backs up with pebbles of bile salts that get congested, sort of like a shape of a pea, about the size of a pea, and they can be from green to brown in color. And years ago, ran into some individuals who really had some difficulty. One missionary lady who came back off the field from Africa, and I don't know why this was happening to her, because generally when you get over there in some of these other countries, they eat more of the raw fish and natural foods. But anyway, she came back. She was in poor health, and I had her flush her gallbladder by a treatment that's called doing a liver flush or a gallbladder flush with olive oil and apple juice. Sounds kind of aggressive, but is very successful. And you get rid of the stones within a period of a day. You get to keep your gallbladder, but you get rid of the stones. And it's very successful. And you have the directions for all that. And I know that we've done that in the office for hundreds of patients over the years. It's been very successful. And it doesn't obstruct in the bile duct. It comes down into the intestinal tract. And within a period of generally, if you do the treatment in the morning, by evening, you've got the stones in the stool. And then you can go back to your normal eating. And this can make a big difference in how the body can emulsify the fats and be able to bring down, I've seen it happen on blood tests that we've taken afterwards, 25 to 30 milligrams per deciliter. That's a significant change.
Yeah, and a healthy liver is absolutely vital to have good health. So, you know, our God, the creator of the universe, gave us nature. He provided everything we would ever need to stay healthy and to get healthy. Plants are designed to be food and fuel to sustain life on Earth. Plants have the intelligence to work with the body and to normalize functions. Herbs have the ability to bring your body back into balance. There are answers to chronic conditions. You have to look within, change your diet, your lifestyle, eat good oils, get some sunshine, breathe deeply, and before you put something in your mouth, remember that when you eat fake food, you get fake health.
Amen, yeah.
So, Dr. Heiss, you've shared a lot of great information with us today, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the all-new Central Florida Healthline. This is Renee Humphreys with Heiss Health Clinic. You can find me in Winter Park just off Howell Branch Road. My blockbuster special this week is the allicin, bilibin, green tea, turmeric, and psyllium fiber, all great support for healthy cholesterol levels. Buy two bottles or more and get 25% off each. Place your order by calling Heiss Health Clinic at 407-677-1660. At Heiss Health Clinic, you can experience the latest in 21st century clinical nutrition. I'd like to invite you to experience the evaluation and remediation of your own health challenges and make your quantum leap to outrageous health. Mention that you heard me on WTLN and receive 50% off your initial assessment. Look for Heiss Health Clinic on Facebook or check me out on the web at drheiss.com. This is Renee Humphreys, and I thank you for listening to the all-new Central Florida Healthline. Join me again next Saturday at noon and learn how you can experience outrageous health. God bless you and stay healthy, my friends.
You've been listening to Central Florida Healthline with Renee Humphreys. The statements expressed are those of the host and guests and not those of Salem Media Group, staff, or management. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Statements and products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. And join us again next week for Central Florida Healthline. This was a pre-recorded show.